Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 655 and today I'm going to be talking about accessing your genius state. I guess the first thing is understanding what is a genius state or what am I referring to. Now, really with the genius state, what I am talking to is kind of a multitude of different states. Now, there isn't a genius state. There is your genius state. And there's a bunch of sub-states of those genius states. And what I mean by that is that you might have a particular genius state for focusing and reading. Or you may have a particular genius state for playing your sport. Or you may have a particular genius state before you get yourself ready to go in for a job interview. Whatever that may be, that is what we refer to as a genius state. So you can show up fully with every ounce of you in that moment based upon what's required. So you can access that state. So this is somewhat state control for yourself. This is something that I've done a lot of work on with athletes so they can really learn to anchor themselves into a resourceful state based upon what they experience and what works for them. And it's a very individual thing, but there is a process to first becoming aware of it and then basically setting an anchor for that particular state. And we follow with the 7 A's they're referred to. So once we get an indication, well, actually, that's the first stage of it anyway, because the first stage of it is awareness, the first A. Once we get an awareness of what is the desired state and what is our current state, when we can get this clear, we first start to get really clear on what the desired state actually feels like. So now we move from just awareness of that genius state, to actually accessing it. What does that feel like? What happens within your body? What are the thoughts in your mind? And what's going on for you in all of your senses, right? Mind, body, state, when you're in that state. And so one of the ways we do that is we either imagine or we remember a time when you've had access to that state in the past. And then from there, we fucking crank it up. So we amplify it. So we move that from a 5 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10 and then keep cranking that up until it's at least a 9 or a 10 out of 10. And when we got that eyes closed, that genius state just flowing through the body and just like fanging through the veins. And then from there, we apply an anchor. Now, an anchor can be anything. I remember actually first learning this when I was in primary school. I remember this, I got taught in primary school, there was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he would go around to the schools and teach things from memory to all sorts of stuff. For whatever reason, this was one of the things that I remembered and I applied it to my sport. So I was a fast bowler in cricket, and what would happen was I'd get to the top of my mark and I would flick my collar. I would flick my collar and that would signify for me the turning on of my attention, focus and awareness, and I would run in from there. And then after the ball was bowled and I'm walking back to my mark, I would just forget about it and think about whatever else. I wouldn't be focused on the game at all because the ball is dead. And then when I get to the top of my mark again, get given the ball, I'd flick the collar and off I go again. And so that was an anchor for me. Now, another anchor in a sporting endeavor could be the pattern that somebody runs before they serve a tennis ball. Another one I've seen in Australian rules football is a guy called Matthew Lloyd. And you can actually YouTube this. So he traditionally he would take a mark. He was a forward, so he'd kick a lot of goals. He'd take a mark and then he would walk back and pick up a bit of grass, throw it in the air to sort of see the wind, to see how he needs to assess his kick, basically. And Essendon's first game undercover, I believe it's at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. Undercover, there's no wind. But he still took the mark, he walked back to his mark, and he picked up grass and threw the grass, and then went through with a kick. And he didn't need to throw the grass to see the wind. He was doing it because that's the pattern that he ran before he actually did his thing. That was literally his thing. And so that's a quick example of what an anchor can be like. But it also can be simply, I've worked with athletes before, powerlifters, where they'll crunch their fist, and that's the anchor for them to elicit that state. I've also worked with other athletes as well where a coffee or a warm drink is their anchor before they get ready for their game. So there's a bunch of variations in that, and it's also making sure that that anchor is not something that can be taken away from them. It's something that you can have access to all the time, which is funny because coffee or a warm drink can be taken away from you all the time. However, that person was an ice hockey player at an extremely high level, which they always had access to coffee. So very interesting. After we apply it, we analyze it. We check the quality, the health, balance, the ecology of the whole system, right? Does this work? What's different now? So from before to now, what's different for you? And how does this work within the whole ecology of your life in the moment and what's required in this example, this context? After that, we appropriate. Would this resource or frame or reference, would it enhance your life? Is there any other resources that you may need? Could you bring that to this? Can you bring that resource to this resource? And what changes for you now? What's different for you now? And how does that feel for you? Would this be useful for you? And then from there, we accelerate. So is this something that you're going to take into the future? Are you going to own this state and own it in the moment when it's required of you? And can you see this being a resource for you in the future? And what we're doing here is really future pacing it. So the person has the ability to almost sign like a mental verbal contract of to themselves of going, yeah, this is definitely something that's going to be useful for me. I can see how resourceful this could be, and I'm really looking forward to using it, and I know the context where I can use it. And so they're the seven A's of moving into a genius state. And you can by all means do that yourself. Having someone talk you through it and work you through it and know how to ask the right questions to elicit the right responses and to really amplify and anchor this thing for you is absolutely crucial. But you by all means can follow that through and set a genius state for all areas of your life. And that will help you choose how to show up in any given moment. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. Now, if you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow or your genius state, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.